It's Phoenix FM on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Bob Simpson, and the show is called 1-2-3. And now joining me in the studio is our new presenter, Eric James. Hi, Eric.
Hello, Bob.
Oh, nice to see you. I think we need to find out a little bit about you, don't you? Just for your information, from next week, Eric will be presenting Thursdays 1-2-3. I'm going down to one show a week, and I'm looking forward to hearing you on the airwaves. So tell us a bit about yourself, Eric. Now, first of all, this isn't the first time you've been on the radio, is it?
No, it isn't. Some years ago, when Phoenix was trying to get its full-time license, we did a series of trial broadcasts that last, I think, 6 weeks, if I remember rightly. Starting off way back in the day behind a pub in Billericay and an old BBC outside broadcast van.
Right, wow.
With vinyl decks and all that stuff.
Okay, of course.
And we used to do a Sunday programme then.
Okay, what sort of show was that?
I did stuff basically around musical theatre and songs films of musicals as well.
Right.
Bit of a fan of that stuff.
Okay, yeah. Well, so I see. We just did the Phoenix FM events guide and told everybody about Bedroom Fast.
Yeah.
And I found out about 2 minutes before that you're in it.
Yes.
Well, tell us a bit about the play and what part you play and everything.
Yeah, what you read out is a very good summary of it. It revolves around four couples, but there are only three bedrooms that you see on stage. I have to tell you that's enough. Anyway... my character's called Ernest. He's roughly my sort of age. He's married to Delia, and they have a son called Trevor, who's in the piece, who is struggling with his latest partner, a lady called Susanna. They're having a few marital issues, but they're sort of taking this baggage everywhere they go.
Okay.
And they go to a party, and... it all begins to unwind.
Okay, right. And our very own Mike Jones is also in the cast, isn't he? What part does he play?
Mike has a gift of a part. Mike plays a guy called Nick who spends the whole show in bed because he's done his back in.
Okay, right. We won't ask how, but yeah. No.
So he's, bad-tempered. He's a bit forceful, a bit sharp with his language. Doesn't ring any bells with me, knowing Mike.
No. Of course not, no. So that's an opening night tonight. Have rehearsals gone?
Actually, I'm touching wood like mad. They've gone really well.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. We're still finding it funny. That is very unusual when you rehearse a comedy.
Yeah, of course. You go over it so many times.
We've been doing it three months, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Mm. Oh, well, I hope it all goes well for you.
Oh, cheers.
Break a leg, is that the term?
Shh.
No, okay.
That's one.
Okay. So, you're kind of training with us today, and we're going to let you take to the airwaves for an hour today. You're going to do the second half of the show, aren't you?
Yes. As
I say, from next week, you'll be presenting the full 2 hours. So what do you see 1-2-3 sounding like under your stewardship?
Yeah, that's a nice question, isn't it? Yeah. Well, we have to remember, what Phoenix is about. It's a community station.
Absolutely.
It needs to be informed of what the community is doing, what it's feeling, what it's thinking, and giving that back.
Yes.
So I'd like to get, people in the area who are doing stuff that's interesting. It could be in the voluntary sector, could be through the work that they do, whatever. Yeah. Could certainly be through the theatre groups that there are in the area, because I know there are loads.
Yes, yeah.
I'd like to get some live music on the show.
Yes.
So there's an invite to anyone listening out there. And I know that this station's got a great history of promoting local artists.
Yep, well, you'll fit in very nicely with 1-2-3 because that's exactly what we try and do. We do try and make it a bit of a community programme.
Mm-hmm.
What about your musical tastes?
Oh, they're really wide. I said musical theatre's one passion. I like anything that tells a really good story,
right?
Actually.
Yeah. A well-written song,
I'd say.
You're a bit of a fan of the Beatles as well, aren't you?
Yeah. As well, so you are too.
That's exactly right. Did you see that Sir Paul McCartney is set to follow Keith Richards by appearing in the forthcoming Pirates of the Caribbean film?
No.
Yes. He revealed how his swashbuckling character will look on social media on Saturday. Saturday in a picture captioned A Pirate's Life. He looked pretty good, actually, with all the pirate gear on.
Wow.
Yeah, but why is it that all these aging rock stars are being cast as pirates?
What's that telling us about them? Yeah,
well, all I can think is they just are.